Hey, thanks for calling into the TCB hotline. Leave your message for Brian after the beep.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
He's like... That's what he was doing. And it wasn't going anywhere, right? You know? Never, not once.
Or ghost.
On any of these shows has a legitimate scientist ever, or anybody, ever caught a glimpse of the monster. Because the cameraman, who we refer to as Billy, no matter who it really is. Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. When you said over here, I think you meant over there. I was at the craft table. It's grilled cheese day. Macaroni and cheese, all you want.
Our story was good. I think we better come back out here tonight and see if we can get some more evidence. We're going to find the wolf man and we'll get a report.
I need to know what this is. If you guys can help me, I'd appreciate it.
I need to understand what I didn't invite in for sweet tea. I need to know if it's single.
If you guys can help me, I appreciate it.
I need to know.
I never should be scared of it or not.
I need to know what kind of music she likes.
Help me out.
Help me out. This Tinder shit ain't flying. I need to know if I've got something I can have sex with out here, or if I'm at a loss. You know what I'm saying? Because I was soft from the torso up. Looked pretty good to me. A little hairy for my taste, but you know. Man's got to do what a man's got to do. Hey, say, you guys have any Laura Ashley pants you're going to throw away? I'm going to make some hats out of them.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break.
Hello.
I'm Brian Green. This is Chrissy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
To you out there in the podcast universe, thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break, the only commercial break you'll ever need. I don't know why I started saying that, the only commercial break you'll ever need.
Because there is another commercial break.
There is a commercial break. Yeah, it's not the commercial break, but it's a commercial break. Please don't get us confused, but please leave us your reviews either way. We're happy to take them. So don't be scared off, commercial breakers, because The Commercial Break welcomes you. We welcome you into the Commercial Break family of shows. To be honest with you, no matter who you leave the review for, it all goes. They get credit for it. So don't worry. We all get credit for it.
How do you like my hat today?
Yeah, your hat looks styling.
Yeah.
You look like you're going to the jazz fest or something. Yes. I need a teener, tasty teener.
Brian's ass.
Brian ass. This shit's bunk, man. I know Brian's ass anywhere. This ain't Brian ass. This is some flirty, flowery shit. I want that dirty, stanky stank.
Domino's pizza.
Yeah, I want that Domino's pizza cocaine shit. That's what I need. That was that stuff knocked me on my ass. Oh man, I got some real Brian. You got that real Brian ass? You got that fake Brian ass. Let me smell. Let me get a little taste.
There's imposter going around.
Oh man, it went right to the gut. I felt it. Oh, that's Brian ass. That's pure Brian ass. That's uncut, man. There's no flower petal
in
there.
Once you have it, you're never going back.
Once you go ass, you never go back. you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check out the clip called Black Market Farts. if you want to, you know.
If you have some extra time.
Yeah, we are who we are. We're blazing up the charts with all this ridiculousness, so somebody likes it. I don't know who those people are, but somebody likes us.
It's our Denmark fans.
It is our Denmark fans. We still have a lot of people that listen to us in Germany, Iran. Iran is a big one. Yeah. I don't know why people listen to us in Iran. I actually don't think it's Iran. I think that's a VPN, I think is what that is.
So,
yeah, we've already talked about that. I don't want to get into more podcast talk. It's boring to the audience. They're not podcasters. They're listening to a podcast. Update on Bob at the gym. In case you wanted to know.
I was wondering about
that. I was there yesterday, and he was there yesterday, and he was doing the same thing. So those of you who didn't listen to this episode, I went to the gym for the first time in a long time, about a week and a half ago.
First time, long time.
And there was a guy that came up on one of the machines next to me. He was screaming at himself. No one's going to tell you how to do it, Bob. You're the best, Bob. Do it, Bob. You'll show them, Bob. He was literally screaming to, while using the machine extremely dangerously. He's like wrapping the wire around his neck and yanking it with his neck. He's like, this guy was all over the place. So yesterday he was on the free weight, one of the free weight machines, and he must have put like 7 plates on there. I mean, you know, like 7,000 pounds or whatever it is. And he was trying to do a leg press, like a leg pull up, you know, and obviously he wasn't doing it because he had so much weight on there. Right. Now the guy is a bigger guy. He's bigger than
I am.
He's
going to hurt himself.
He's going to fucking get you know, like his anus is going to come out or something.
Yeah,
like,
something's going to pop.
Yeah, something's going to pop. And it's probably going to be his ego because Bobby ain't as cool as he think he is. But so he was like, get it. That's what he was doing. Get it. And it wasn't going anywhere, right? You know? So someone came over to him. One of the guys at the gym came over to him in between.
Can I spot you?
Yeah, in between sets. No, he said, hey, listen, man, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't trying to be like, he wasn't being petite about what he was saying. He was saying it out loud. And there was only like 12 of us in the entire gym. It was Sunday evening. So there wasn't a lot of people there. And he said, hey, man, you're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
Like, you ought to back off that a little bit.
Chill.
You know, chill. You ain't going to be able to do 7 plates, right? And Bob was like, thanks, man. I got it. And then he goes back, get it. And I'm like, this guy must be a joyride in bed. get it.
Yeah, right.
So then someone who works there.
You can do it, Bob.
You can do it, Bob. Like, you got it, Bob. You got it. You're 2 pump. You're no 2 pump jump. You got 3 in you. Get it. Little at a time. Think about baseball. So someone working at the gym finally walked over to Bob and said, you got to tone it down.
We've had
a few complaints. You got to tone it down. Right. Even though no one was complaining because I saw all 12 people in the gym and we were all highly entertained. No one was complaining. Yeah. We were all having a great time. We were hoping Bob would not get it for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. To the next person. Yeah. Like, oh,
he took it down a notch. He didn't go. He heard what she said. Like, he wasn't totally crazy. Right. But so then he was like, you could still hear it. And I just thought I was having so much fun. And again, I don't want to videotape him. I'm certainly not going to put it on the commercial break. I don't want it to be
right now.
Yeah. Listen, Bob just has a weird way of working out. I don't know how he got all those muscles when he's doing exercises he clearly can't do. But then after that, he went to the dumbbells and he picked up like 225ers, which is heavy.
Yeah.
25, you know, pound dumbbells are not heavy.
Yes.
And he was doing like this whole number where he brings it up to his, like, right, you know, doing
the
a dance
curl?
Kind of. Yeah, the hammer curl, you know? And then he was sidestepping a little bit, like he was dancing. And he was like, to the beat of the music,
okay.
Which was, they had the most ridiculous music on at the gym yesterday. It was like Christian rock or something, you know? Praise thee. And I was like, God damn, turn this shit off. And I don't have a great book on tape right now, so I was just listening to Bob do the workout to Christian rock. Anyway, Bob's still alive. He's still there.
That's good to know.
He's been asked to tone it down, and he took it half to heart. You know, there's still a Bob in there that needs to express how he feels.
Exactly.
And so I look forward. I actually wish I had a schedule of when Bob was going to be there, because it makes me work out a little bit harder because I'm having so much fun. I'm like, well, I'll get an extra rep in. Why not? I'll use this machine staring at Bob. And then my eyes are constantly darting like they are here at the show. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please go there. Like and subscribe. Listen, just subscribe to the video channel if you want to. But we do have some great content there. You can add an extra layer of complexity to the commercial break because there's zero in it right now. And we have this segment that we do called In the Studio. We do it about once a week. We'll try and do it more often, where it's a 5 to 10 minute clip. We talk about something that has nothing to do, it has nothing to do with the show topics. So youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, if you would go there. I wanted to give you an update on the furries.
Ooh,
you remember this?
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes, the woman that was from the PTA, she was concerned because there was a litter box in the unisex bathroom at the school.
She had heard a rumor. And she knew it was happening all across the country. She was sure of it.
Exploding.
Yes. Heads were, yeah. Literally, she wanted to let the world know on live local television, wherever she was at, but probably Florida, because that's where all that shit happens. She wanted to let the world know that she knew, after an investigation, that many, many litter boxes were being placed in the unisex bathrooms for the furry community so that they could pee-pee-poo-poo in the litter box. To which Chrissy and I said, who fucking cares? Pee-pee-poo-poo away.
All that.
Pee-pee-poo-poo away.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's the difference? Yeah. Have you ever been into a unisex bathroom at a high school? I mean, it's kind of a litter box anyway, right? It's, you know, kids are not the cleanest with their urinations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a furry, be a furry. And if you want to pee in a litter box, well, as long as you're not hurting anybody, who the fuck cares? But she said it was an agenda being pushed by, you know, probably Bill Gates. Who knows? This great lady's a fucking whack job. But there, no, the school's
the
principal
school came out.
Came out.
Okay.
And they said, I
addressed it.
She said, in all my years of teaching, I've never had to address something so ridiculous, and it actually makes me sad to let you know that there are not litter boxes anywhere in the school for any reason, let alone the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And maybe we have better things to worry about, and which is what it's exactly true. What Chrissy and I said, is that while this woman is preparing her, you know, 3-minute long speech to the school board every week so that she can, you know, be a right fighter, her children are going unparented.
Yeah.
Because why don't you just talk to your kids about that? Do you like pissing in a litter box? Is that what you like to do? Are you hurting anybody with that? Is this a problem when you go see a therapist? No? Okay, piss in a litter box. Just clean it up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Scoop it.
Yeah, they're playing make-believe. Okay, scoop it. Fresh scoop. So anyway, the furry community has now responded. Mm. I'd like to let you know. Would you like me to read a little bit of their...
Yes, please. Okay.
Members of the furry fantasy subculture tell the Post that they are not wild about this week's viral rumor that a Michigan school put a litter box in one of its bathrooms for the kids to use who identify as cats, as one harried parent put it. Far harried parents.
Harried.
Just a moron. You call it like you see it. Far from merely identifying as felines, furlies are anthropomorphic community whose members sometimes dress up as a variety of animals at conventions or have special fursonas with whom they connect.
Fursona,
isn't that cute? At least 250,000 Americans identify as furries. That's a lot. That's a lot more than I expected, but still luckily a minority of the population. God bless you. I don't give a shit if you dress up.
No.
This subset says they're mostly not in it for sexual reasons, but you know, there's always one in the bunch.
Yeah. they're sexual beings.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you're into, let's not lie about this. Come on, guys. I mean, okay, most people aren't into it for sex, but don't say that a majority of people aren't in it for sex, because that's not true. Because if you like dressing up in maybe you don't fetishize the actual costume, but you're a sexual being. You like to have sex. If you see another attractive kitty cat, full size adult sized kitty cat dressed up in plush costume.
Or dog or bear.
Yeah. If I see a hot cat dressed up like a kitty cat, a hot woman dressed up like a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a furry, but I'd go for it. You know, why not? It's a shame that the furry community still endures negative media portrayals and public misconceptions as deviants because the truth of this remarkable and resilient community is far more interesting and complicated, says Dr. Sharon E. Roberts, an associate professor at the University of Waterloo.
Oh.
It's Waterloo. This is a joke.
Is that in England?
Yeah, it's somewhere. I think so. I think you're right. I think that in the long run, this kind of attention will help us, help us as a community.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, it's ridiculous that people are continuing to stereotype us and push their agendas on our community. Now, I won't go through the whole thing, but basically what they said is kind of what we had said, our sentiments, which were these people are just playing make-believe for the most part. Most of these people are playing make-believe. It doesn't hurt anybody in the community. It doesn't harm themselves. They on weekends, they like to go dress up like putty pats, like, right, you know, putty pats or dogs or big stuffed bears or whatever it is.
Yes.
You know, lions, dragons. Here, I got a picture.
Oh, my.
Here.
Yeah,
see there? You see that? There you go. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they like to dress up as all kind of things. There's dragons and it's cosplay is what it is, basically.
Cosplay.
You know,
yes.
It's cosplay, costume play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And cosplay is not limited to just people who like to dress up like furry animals.
No, it's not.
And I say to cosplay, God bless you. If you want to go cosplay, you want to dress up for Harry Potter movie, dress up for Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
There are plenty of adults who dress up for Star Trek and Star Wars and all this other shit. The truth is that it's like deadheads or fish heads or commercial break fans.
Besties.
Besties. We all identify with a group of people And usually there's a lot of love in that community because everyone has something that they enjoy together.
Exactly.
Right? And now, while we all may have fun at cosplay's expense sometimes, you know, listen, lots of people have fun at my expense,
too. Comic-Con is huge here.
Yeah, Comic-Con is huge here, and everybody dresses up. Yeah. And not just 13-year-olds. 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds.
All ages.
Yeah. And so, you know, Halloween, we all dress, you know, I don't, but most people dress up for Halloween in some way, shape, or form.
I like to dress up.
I think leave these fucking people alone. Don't throw your stupid political agendas on them. And if they want to piss in a litter box, who fucking cares? Honestly, think about that.
It's not hurting anybody.
Who cares? If you want to piss in a litter box, piss in a litter box.
Yeah, maybe we all should try it.
I have tried it. I do have a sexual fetish around litter boxes. And I say go for it. The furry community wants us to know that they're people too.
They are.
And sometimes cats. But mostly people.
I'm not a cat.
And they're angry about this lady who is now all across the internet.
Yeah.
And luckily, most people think this is ridiculous. But there is a segment of certain media outlets that have actually taken this and ran with it, saying that, you know, all of these.
It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. And our children are being ruined by this or by that.
Mm-hmm.
When these numbnuts who are talking on these media outlets were in their teens, or they were children, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
People, they were dressing up as, you know, Captain fucking Kangaroo or Cowboy Bob or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Kids play make-believe. And some adults do, too, because you know what? They like to play make-believe.
It's okay.
Walt Disney made a whole fucking $1 billion off of...
it's okay.
You know, drawing little cartoon characters. It's okay. Let kids be kids. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And I'll say this to all you furries out there. If you need a litter box to piss in, I got one right under the table. And I'm prepared. I'm prepared to allow you in my unisex bathroom, known as the commercial break studio, for this. I just don't get it. I don't get why. I get having fun with it. Like, I get having fun with the community or the fact that they dress up or whatever. I don't get demonizing them for your own political purposes. It's so stupid. There are full-grown men who chase monsters out there, Hoadley.
Make-believe
monsters.
I'm getting very excited.
I was trolling on the internet.
Yes, as you do.
As I do. And I know that it's been a while. It's been a long break. Lots of people were upset that we were gone for so long. I don't know who those people are. I just pretend in my head they're all upset, right?
Up in arms.
You know, we're high on the charts now, Hoadley. We got a reputation to uphold. You don't see Basement Yard covering this kind of topic. We last year did a wildly popular segment on monster hunters.
That's
we
one
did
of my
actually
favorite.
Three. Yeah, it's really good. It was a lot of fun.
These guys are just perfect.
They're more than perfect. They're lovely. And I just don't know how much more fun you could have with this. Monster Hunters is a television program on the Travel Channel. Was on the Travel Channel. I don't think it's on anymore, actually. It was on the Travel Channel. You can find it on YouTube.
These guys needed a break.
They needed a break. They ran out of bullshit to talk about. They ran out of fake monsters not to catch.
Yes.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. So Chrissy and I caught on to Monster Hunters last season, and we started reviewing some of the audio on the tapes because it's just so ridiculous that anybody takes this seriously. But I bet some of the same people who are, whatever, anyway, people who are demonizing the furries are watching Monster Hunters at home.
One of my favorite parts is that you brought up, that the camera guy never can seem
never,
to catch.
Not once.
On tape, the monster.
Never, not once.
Or ghost.
On any of these shows. Has a legitimate scientist ever, or anybody, ever caught a glimpse of the monster? Because the cameraman, who we refer to as Billy, no matter who it really is. Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
I missed it.
When you said over here, I think you meant over there. I was at the craft table. It's grilled cheese day. Macaroni and cheese, all you want. Never catches the animal that they're trying to chase.
No.
Never, not once. Even though he's right there and everybody, they have encounters with him. They get bitten and they get scratched and they get clawed and they get pulled into the water. The cameraman has never caught up with it.
They do get pulled into the water.
One guy got pulled into the water. And And the 375-pound man who's leading these right. man children around this adventure, right? I'm sure is an actor, must be. You know, he's stopping the camera. You know, the cameraman's behind him, so everyone's too slow to the action. Oh man, I got pulled in, so I'm gonna grab it right by my foot.
Yeah, he just misses it.
Did you hear that? He was shooting at us. They've been shot at. They've been stabbed. They went They went to a cabin.
About a fence one time.
Oh, yeah. He got his balls stuck in the fence. I got my balls cut in the fence. That part probably was real. They went to a cabin in the woods one time and they had a nest. There was Bigfoot was watching TV in one of the plays. Remember that?
Bigfoot nest too.
A Bigfoot nest. So we've had lots of fun with this. We've done probably three episodes. You can go back and watch on season number two. But we had so much fun that I thought we'd revisit it.
I love it.
Now that we have the ability to not only listen, everybody to watch this. So this is the very first episode of Monster Hunters.
Oh, this is the very first.
Very first episode of Monster Hunters.
We went back to the first one of Frankie and going back
to the first dating one of Frankie, which aired last week or the week before.
His nice crotch.
It's the most awful video I've ever seen in my entire life. But that's early Frankie.
Early Frankie. He had honed his
skill. Even the Velvet Underground sounded real bad when they got together. Right? But look how that turned out. They're now working at laundromats somewhere. Okay. Now, I'd like to present to you, let's get the full reaction hot shot. Remember, let me remind you, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to watch as well as here. But for the podcast's sake, we're going to now listen to Monster Hunters. There it is right there. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hey, 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 it's that time in the commercial break for a commercial break. We want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the show. We really do appreciate it. And thanks to everyone who has left us such wonderful reviews, comments, and ratings on your favorite podcast platform. It makes a difference you don't even know. And if you haven't taken the time to do that, if you could take just 1 minute out of your day and leave us a kind review and a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform, it'll help the show grow so we can continue to do more content for you for free. Also, if you have any show ideas, content you'd like us to cover, topics you think we'd be interested in, or just a funny story about yourself or those around you, send them on in. 661 best to yo. That's 661-237-8296. And if we use your content on air, we'll give you credit where credit is due. TCBpodcast.com is where you find out more information about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, and watch all the video, all from one place. At the commercial break on Instagram, and this year, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak is the only place to find exclusive YouTube content. And now we're going to pay some bills, so stick around, listen to our sponsors, and use their specialized URLs and codes, and tell them TCB sent you. We'll be back after this commercial break. Oh, that's because I have mute on.
Perfect.
Still trying to get used to the new studio here, folks. Sorry.
You haven't honed your skill quite yet.
7-foot, 500-pound wolf.
Oh.
We're going to build a cage to catch the wolf, man.
Hoorah!
And you are worried about a litter box. There are men building cages for the wolf man. And you're worried about a litter box in the unit.
What is that? Is that like ultra violent? Yeah,
that's night vision.
Night vision.
Yeah, which is actually just real high contrast on your iPhone is what that is.
Thermal up there.
What the heck is this?
That's a kill site.
It's a kill site. That's a kill site. This is where they kill the ratings right here.
There was like a little skeleton there too.
This is where they kill the power to the camera that's gonna catch this bastard on television.
We're figuring out what his territory is, so we're closing in on him. What you got going on all around?
The hair standing up on the back of my neck.
Go, go, go. Let's go.
I got hair standing up on the back of my balls.
I love they had to bleep out whatever.
Shit. Yeah. Because, you know, why? Yeah. First of all, second of all, I mean, I got shit going on all around me. Yeah, it's a fucking television set, dude. Of course you do.
And you're in the forest.
I know. And we haven't even got, this is just the prelim to the show. This is just the opening shot, the opening monologue, montage.
Where's he at?
I think I see the wolf man.
For generations, the Appalachian Mountains have had more sightings of mysterious creatures than anywhere else in the United States.
Let's do this.
What was that?
We need backup.
Now a band of hard...
We need backup!
We need backup.
We need backup. We're out of donuts. We need backup. Who's he calling to?
I don't know.
No radio, no phone. He's just yelling, we need backup. Oh my God, this is the best. I love these guys.
It really is.
Core hunters and trappers.
Right there.
Are out to identify these unexplained creatures.
What's that guy's name? Jif the Researcher. That guy looks like a scientist to me. Jif the Researcher. They're now going through the names of these people, and the and we've got the
Jif the Researcher. Yeah, we've got the Jif the Researcher. He's pointing a gun.
That's right. Willie the Trap Builder. Wild Bill the Expert Checker.
One team of native West Virginian sons seeks the truth.
Mountain monsters.
We're headed down to Hazel Green, Kentucky to investigate the Kentucky Wolfman.
Wolf County. Wolf County has to be a place for a wolfman.
You think?
Makes sense.
Where did they?
Joe Bob.
Oh, yeah. Wolf County, Kentucky. This is just too good to be true. They're going to Wolf County, Kentucky to catch the wolf man. The Kentucky Wolf Man, I mind you.
Yeah,
not the regular Wolf Man.
No.
Not your everyday average Wolf Man.
Not the Georgia Wolf Man.
No, there's differences, Hody. Yeah, there's slight, but differences. If you notice, the Kentucky Wolf Man likes Pepsi Cola, but the Georgia Wolf Man is privy to Coca Cola. Yes. It just looks like a dog to me. I don't know.
I'm a trapper. I spend probably 250 days a year in the woods. They're hunting big whitetails and bear. It's my life.
Yeah, you're hunting those elusive Kentucky bear. He spends 200. It does not surprise me that he spends 250 days a year.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of the house.
Yeah, his wife doesn't want him in the house. Take that shit out of here, Bob. I told you ain't no such thing as a wolf, man. You better bring home dinner, Bob!
I'm going to have sex with the wolf man!
Fine by me!
I believe it was 2006 we started Ames. That's Appalachian Investigators of Mysterious
Sightings. Oh, that is an unfortunate name, Ames. And when you say it with a country accent, it sounds like AIDS. We started Ames! In 2006, we started AIMS right here in this group.
That stands for Appalachian
Investigators
of Mysterious Sightings.
What a cool name we came up with, boys.
AIMS.
Do you like that, AIMS? We get business cards. I AIMS to please.
Oh, my God.
We check out mysterious sightings from Pennsylvania down through Georgia. We've been every place.
We've been every place. Kentucky and Georgia. We've been to every corner of the globe. South Kentucky, North South Kentucky,
Georgia.
Yeah, they're always in Virginia, Georgia, mm-hmm. South Carolina, or Kentucky. That's where they've been.
Three reports of wolf-type creatures down there Jeff's come up with.
Wolf-type
coming up
creatures.
On Hazel Green, and that's creature. Where the Kentucky wolf is.
Jif the Researcher.
There's old Silver.
Jif the Researcher. What's he researching, moon pies? Oh, guys, I don't know. This is a little scary. Wolf County, that's where the wolf is. I think this is an indication we should turn around. We're not actual investigators, are we? You said you were a door greeter at Kmart.
Mines, 1760 when the first silver mine was found. I believe that that's where it's hanging out. It's hiding there.
Why? Why? It's attracted to shiny things? I mean, it's a cave, I guess. All right, okay. I'm trying to suspend disbelief for 1 second. It's a cave.
Wolf man, wolf creature, wolf monster. You're talking like a 7 foot, 500 pound wolf.
Wolf man,
500 pound? That's a dog. That's no wolf man.
That's a
German Shepherd a epic. Yeah.
Wolf. 500 pounds. Yeah.
I got strip searched with a dog like that by a sign one time. That's just a German. That's just a nasty looking German Shepherd.
Yeah,
right there.
It's got big teeth.
Likes to kill, and he does nothing but kill.
Has it been a long time?
He's
there?
A killer.
Yeah, actually,
he's a killer. He's got a killer instinct.
He
just
does nothing but kill.
Just like John the Trapper back here. He doesn't talk much. He lost his teeth in an unfortunate bear trap accident. But he likes to trap. But John, tell him what you've been trapping lately. Mainly squirrels. But I'm up for the job. It's just like a really big squirrel with nasty teeth. It's just about 500 pounds more. Guys, did you say 500 pounds? I don't know. I didn't sign up for this. I'm getting scared. Who's that talking? It's me in the back of the truck. It's cold back here, guys. Can you turn the heat on, open a window?
Been some really strong reports from the 70s clear up through in the 2000s to current date. And they're basically in Wolf County.
People actually lock their doors and stuff down there at night and won't go outside that they're that feared of it.
They've had sightings
Huckleberry
for years.
It's, was the
Huckleberry.
What's that one guy's name?
This is too good to be true. This is good acting, actually. These guys,
Huckleberry.
You got to give it to these guys. Yeah, yeah. They made a career out of this. Yes. Like they actually got someone to bite off on this bullshit, and they had a whole. They had like five seasons of this.
Oh yeah,
I can imagine these guys are have made millions of dollars off of this content.
And having fun doing it.
Now, I don't see the big guy we normally see associated with this. There's another
is
guy.
Is that not Jeff?
Huh? No, there's another dude. But, you know, this is the beginning. This is early days. This is early days of Ames. Appalachian industrious men of stoutness. Ames.
Even got a fantastic folklore following story. They're saying it's like a gorilla. A cross between a bear and a gorilla because of the hair.
Really? A gorilla.
A gorilla? Around here, they drink the gorilla sarsaparilla. It's said to be a combination of wolf pee and lemonade with extra sugar.
Gorilla.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sweet.
I have not heard gorilla before.
Gorilla, that's right.
I've not heard that term.
It's like a barista.
Thank you, Ames.
It's like a barista.
It's like how I like to watch Jeopardy.
That's right.
To learn things. I mean.
That's right. Active, impotent men searching for Bigfoot. Amesba. I'm part of Amesba. Actively impotent men searching.
Let me see your card.
I don't have it with me.
Card carrying.
And my old one expired. I'm waiting for a new one. Actually, they won't let me in. I'm not impotent.
Supposed to be bipedal.
Bipedal? That means it's sex with both kinds. The Kentucky and the non-Kentucky wolf. Bipedal. Bipedal. What in the fuck? Is going on in this episode. I love it already.
Awesome.
We're only 2 seconds into this.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Jeff uses words I have no idea what they mean.
He stands up on his hind legs and runs like hell and kills everything in sight.
Break it down.
Sounds friendly. Did you say kills everything in sight?
Bipedal.
God, thank God I don't weigh as much as you guys.
Hazel Green.
Our first meeting of Hazel Green is going to be a true outdoorsman, a trap shooter named R. He actually had an eyewitness.
His name is R. One letter. R. This episode is brought to you by the letter R.
Wait, let's just break down for a second. His hat, or I think that might be a handkerchief, has a big rose.
He's got Laura Ashley. He's got Laura Ashley leggings cut into a hat.
But then his beard.
He's got one of the beard with the, you know how they tie it up?
Yes.
Yeah, they tie it up so it's nice and long so it looks like a ponytail. Yeah. It's a chin tail.
Sighting of the Wolfman.
I really want to see where you saw it at.
Okay. All right. I like to be outside.
I really want to see the empty woods. Yeah. R, that's his name. He's a marksman. So they got this guy, his name is R, and it's literally the letter R.
It has in quotations.
Only in Kentucky.
He's a marksman.
Yeah. And I like Kentucky, by the way. It's a very beautiful place.
It is.
I like to hunt. Mostly I like to hunt birds. We have an expression where we shoot. If it flies, it dies.
I come up here a couple times a week.
Mostly I like to hunt birds, but I mean, a 7-foot, 500-pound
That's right. Every once in a blue moon, I see a 500-pound creature on its hind legs running at me. I'll shoot that instead. Just for shits and giggles. Usually I go for canaries.
Usually I shoot birds.
That's right. Usually usually I take my shotgun at hummingbirds. But yesterday I saw a 7,000-pound, 40-foot creature eating my dog. So I said, "Hey, why not?"
My hind legs.
My name is R.
This area right here, I was looking over through there, and about where that tree is at a 45-degree angle, there's a white spot on it. It was in that area right there. It was obvious to me it was large and it was dark. I could only see it from probably mid-torso up. Still couldn't...
I was trying to get a look at his dick, but I could only see his chest. I wanted to know what he was working with. He is bipedal, of course, if you didn't know.
Oh my god!
And by the way, they're now out at a campsite or something. Whoever, yeah. Where the guy saw this 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Because the first thing they had to do is, I want to get a look at where you saw it. Like, that's going to garner any information. It's just a couple of trees and some grass. Yep, this looks like kind of place where you would see something. If you were going to see something, it'd definitely be right here. Right. I'm not talking about a wolf bed. I'm just talking about something. Oh, my God. You see that tree with the white spot?
That was it.
That was it.
I just saw him torso up.
Torso up. Naked from the belt up. He had a nice set of tits, I'm telling you. I've never wanted to lick a hairy set of tits so much. And you should see my wife. She's got the hairiest of them all.
I don't know what it was until it got into the clear, and I got a good look at it. It looked
good. Look at it. Okay, now we see a picture of that supposed wolf man as drawn by
that
Matthias.
Is drawn, yes. Yeah. It's
not. As drawn by my 1.5-year-old daughter. That's not even a good picture.
No.
Oh my god. That's not scary in the least. Look at that. That's clearly drawn with crayons.
Yeah.
Clearly. We need a picture. Anybody here at the production offices? Oh guys, I wish you would have told me. I took one of those art classes online. You know, the kind you see on television? You too can be an artist. You want me to draw a wolf man? I can draw a wolf man. Okay, go at it. What exactly is this? It's a wolf man.
Well,
looks like looks like a penis with teeth. And not a good looking penis.
Like a huge wolf. This thing was on its back legs.
Can you give us some kind of idea, you know, height, size?
It was something that was in the neighborhood of 7 foot tall, probably 400 pounds.
What color was it?
It was about the color of coyotes in this area with a little more dark in it across the shoulders and down the back. It was not scared. And it gave me
he was blonde, but he looks like he hadn't had his hair done in a while. He had roots. His eyebrows had just been done. You know what I'm saying. You know how it goes. Look at the one guy writing things down like he's a detective.
Well, he's the researcher. That's
can
Jeff
you
the
get?
Researcher.
Yeah, he's getting such great detail. Can you tell us about how big it was? I don't know. About 7 foot. What color was he? You know,
the brown
color of a coyote. And what color is that? You know, the color of a squirrel. What color is that? You know, like that tree over there.
Very uneasy feeling. I didn't know whether to be afraid of it or not.
Most animals.
Wait, stop. This is where you lost me.
I mean, I would be afraid.
You see a 700-pound, seven-foot monster.
It went
with
from 500
feet.
To 400 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
sorry, so 400 pounds, 7 foot.
Standing on its back legs.
Standing on its back legs.
Going, rawr.
I said to myself, well,
I don't know. Should I be afraid of this?
Should I shoot it? Should I make love to it? Should I ask it out for a drink? Should I invite it in for sweet tea? I don't know. I couldn't decide in that moment. So I said, I'm going to go back to the house and I'll chew on it.
Oh, maybe he wasn't afraid.
No, I wouldn't be afraid either.
Predator animal would just head for high country when they start hearing gunfire close to him, which this creature came in to check it out. Buck, you down there, what tree you think it was, and we'll take a look at you.
What tree?
What tree do you think it was?
Which tree do you think he was standing closest to? That'll give us some investigative clues. Yep, looks like he likes pine. I am detecting his privy to the southeastern tall pine. I'm going to put that in my notes my research.
Jack needs to know.
Yeah, you know, when I put out my paper in the United States Medical Journals.
I ain't tall enough.
I understand I'm the young pup, but he likes to pick at that a little bit.
I'll just add 2 foot to it.
I'm sorry.
What's true?
What can I say? Rookie. He's no
rookie. By the way, this is the guy who takes charge later on down the road.
Okay.
Buck. Yeah, Buck's the rookie. He's fresh faced here. He doesn't have his big beard like he does in the other episodes, but he's the rookie now.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to go stand next to that tree. I understand I'm the rookie and I might have to do some things, but standing next to this tree really got me quite nervous. Why? I'm not sure. I think they told us to act scared. Guys, what do you want me to do with that tree shot? Put Buck next to it.
Hey, Buck. Buck. What? Move around a little bit. Now walk over to that tree right there. Over to the tree on your left.
Who's left?
Put your hands up on the tree and walk over there.
Which tree?
The one.
Bend over, Buck. Show us what you're working with. Put your hands up on that tree and shake that ass, Buck. We like to put our rookies through a little bit of hazing.
That's right.
Okay, now drop your pants and show us your scrundle sack. Okay, now Joe's going to come over and tie you to the tree. And we'll be back in 2 to 4 weeks to see if we caught a wolf man. Do us a favor. Remember any details you get of the wolf man banging you in the rear. Thanks, Buck. Talk to you soon. Aw, guys. What we got here is Mountain Monsters Improv Comedy Troupe going on. Now walk to the left. Now walk to the right.
Which left?
I know. And there's the travel chat, the producers on here are so stupid as to think people would find this funny. And the crazy thing is there's probably lots of people sitting at home going, oh, those mountain monsters, they know how to yuck it up, don't they?
On your left, there's 75 trees. Right. Your other left,
20 foot to your right.
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all are going to where I was going, dummy.
There we go. Now reach up there like 7 or 8 feet.
I can't reach 7 or 8 feet.
I can't reach 7 or 8 feet. I keep telling you. Now disrobe from the belt up.
Let me see your torso.
Let me see your torso. This is such great. These guys have put together one of the funniest, if you look at it in the right way. And I know, like, you know, like Mystery Science Theater 3000, which this is an obvious, you know, ode to, right? I mean, this kind of comedy is is done the best by some of the professionals. But it's just so ridiculous it has to be comedy.
Yes.
Like, these guys don't go home at night and think that they found a 7 foot, 400-pound monster man naked from the torso up.
It's Santa Claus, let's get this together.
All right, Buck.
How's
that?
They're
having fun. The totem pole always gets picked on, so we pick on Buck. It's like having a teddy bear.
Hey, guys.
Like a what?
That was creepy. Yeah, he's like, the guy lowest on the totem pole always gets picked on. It's like having a teddy bear. You can poke it in the stomach. You can rub its genitalia. You can give it kisses on the back of its neck. Come here, Buck. It's just part of the hazing.
It's just me, R.
Yeah, I had to go through it, too.
It's just me, R.
Are you a big spoon or a little spoon, Buck? Today, you're a big spoon.
Hey, guys, come here.
Yeah.
You smell that? Buck just farted.
Guys, come here.
You smell that? That's Waffle House. Come here, guys. Pull my finger.
Yeah, look at that. You all set?
See something rubbed up against that tree.
It was you. You were just rubbing up against that tree.
Yeah, it was just Buck.
Yeah, come on, Buck. I thought you were over there playing around. Look, you made a whole dent. He's doing some whacking by the whacking noodle. Oh, guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
I love how they highlighted that it's a white spot on the tree.
It's actually, you know, a good rain would do that. This is the most ridiculous thing. I know, and they put a nice flash in there, too.
They did.
Everything in these shows is dictated by the music and the lighting.
Yes,
so when it's getting serious, like it was just funny. And so they had, but when it's serious, it's like, they just throw a bunch of sound effects to try and make
flash.
You think,
He was only 4'4" and he was rubbing just about like that right there. That'd make him a good 4 foot to his back.
How you know a bird didn't scratch his back on that?
So he's look gone to eat a bird?
He's right up on that.
You want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because the first thing you'll do is go up there and scrap that tree right like that before he rubs on it. And damn little bear be rubbing up this high. The rubber'd be up here. Wouldn't be down there. And the scratch marks would be up here. Now, do you understand?
I got you.
He'd have his hands way up high and he'd be pretend fucking this tree. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Do you understand?
I got you.
Not really, guys.
But I got you.
Yeah. I trust you. You say so. Not entirely sure what you just said. Doesn't seem to be much difference to me. The tree looks like a tree. But okay.
Our story was good. I think we better come back out here tonight and see if we can get some more evidence. We're going to find the wolf man and we'll get a report.
I need to know what this is. And if you guys can help me, I'd appreciate it.
I need to understand what I didn't invite in for sweet tea. I need to know if it's single.
If you guys can help me, I appreciate it.
I need to know.
I never should be scared of it or not.
I need to know what kind of music she likes.
Help me out.
Help me out. This Tinder shit ain't flying. I need to know if I've got something I can have sex with out here or if I'm at a loss. You know what I'm saying? Because I was soft from the torso up. Looked pretty good to me. A little hairy for my taste, but you know, man's got to do what a man's got to do. Hey, say, you guys have any Laura Ashley pants you're going to throw away? I'm going to make some hats out of them. Which is my favorite part about this is he's literally wearing a floral print hat.
A floral print do-rag type thing.
Do-rag. Well, you know, takes all kinds.
We're out here in the middle of the night because it's absolutely the best time to investigate a predator. In the
Wait, hold on. How do you know what the best time of night is to
investigate the predator?
The predator of a wolf man.
Yeah.
There are lots of predators that eat during the day, including the apex predator, humans, whales, tigers, lions. They all eat during the day. But okay, I'm following you.
But let's go out.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's 1:43 in the morning, according to the clock.
Yeah,
it's probably 9:15.
Man's a predator. We did our first interview with R today here in Wolf County, Kentucky, and
that was an interview.
Just starting up in here right now, and this first night investigation, we're looking for.
Yeah,
any
they were telling Buck to go left and hazing Buck.
They were
that
hazing
was an
Buck.
Interview.
That was an interview. He said, we had our first interview with R today. He asked two questions. How tall was he? How big was he? Point out where you saw him 6 years ago. Over there near the creek.
Kentucky Wolfman.
Danger's unreal. This thing is huge.
Security.
Huckleberry so, is heading up security.
Yeah, so we're listening to Huckleberry, who's head of security. What are you securing?
Yep.
You're going to stop the wolfman from coming to eat everything in sight, according to you?
Be on top of you and take two or three of us out in no time.
Now, if it starts charging, you just go ahead and start shooting.
Once you start shooting and you put one in him, he's coming. So be careful on that starting shooting. Just follow my lead.
What?
Be careful about stopping him from eating you, because once you stop him from eating you, he's coming to eat you. So if he's not, if he's taking his 5.5 foot paw with his sharp incisor like nails, and he is clawing your heart out, be careful about kicking him in the potatoes,
because
then your brain's gone. Okay, so it's like a choice you got to make. You got to say, would I rather lose my penis? Or let the other guys get away for a few minutes. Don't use that gun.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, he's telling him this because obviously they can't use a gun on the show. So,
yeah.
Eastern Kentucky is noted for their caves. So I'm looking for a rock overhang where he can find shelter. I'm looking for trails, tracks, scat, hair, anything that I can pick up to nail that he's in here.
And I'm looking for this at night. Even though we were here 7 hours earlier during the daylight, I am looking at night.
True.
Why are they doing this?
We're really taking in everything that we can see.
Yeah, I know. Some researcher this guy is. He decided to go. I know. Well, first of all, our TV
for
is
hair.
This TV in the studio for visual purposes isn't the best. But
we're looking for hair at night.
Yeah, we're looking for scat. Oh, guys, taxi. I'm sorry. That was me. I took a dump.
There's one right here. Well, we got coyotes.
Yeah.
See it right there?
Yeah.
See him right here? Yeah. See him right there?
Yeah.
A couple days old. That's a 45-pounder.
These are the balls.
It's a 45-pounder. Well, it's gone from 700,000.
Well, they're talking about coyotes. Yeah, okay.
Canine don't pull his toenails in like a cat.
As a researcher, I've spent years researching different things, different hunts, different tracking. If you don't know your animals, and if you don't know what you're doing, you're never going to be able to track a creature.
As a researcher. Hi, I'm Brian Green. And as a researcher, I've researched lots of shit in my life. I know about canned farts. I know about Joe Rogan and Spotify. I know about which camera angles work and do not work inside of this tiny little studio. And D.D. Cantors. I'm now going to go out and hunt a wolf man as a researcher. What kind of researcher are you?
I don't know.
In which college are you, a professor emeritus? I'd like to know.
Are you picking up anything on the thermals?
On the thermals.
Thing could be right above us.
Make sure you keep that thermal.
Could
on,
be
Jeff.
Right above
keep
us. That
thermal
right
up above there. Us. What is he doing? Flying around? What is he, a gummy bear? No. He's got secret tunnels up in the trees.
He could be above us.
Could be above us. Flying here and there and everywhere.
Is that claw marks right there? And four claw marks right there? Is that claw marks?
Looks like it, don't it?
Yeah. See right there?
Boom.
It's a rock. It's just a rock. It's a rock with a line in it. It's not claw marks. Is that claw marks? What's he doing?
No.
He's a rock climber?
Yeah. With this big overhang laying over top of us, we are very susceptible to any predator getting on us from that vantage point.
He get his claws in right there, and then where you can see where he slipped and got a hold right there.
Yeah.
Going right up along right.
See where he slipped.
You see here where he was reading the New York Times while taking a shit, and then he walked over to the bathtub and started it, and then over here he was having some Cheetos. You see that? Do you see how that happened? With this overhang, he could be right on top of us. You never know. He could literally fall from the sky like Batman. These guys are in a different universe. You see that? How do you, even as a researcher, how do you make, I mean, this guy's literally pointing from far left to far right going, you see over here, he's calling over here, then he made his way over there, then down there, then he had a drink of water, went back up, took a piss, took a shit, came back down here, called his mom over here, he had dinner. Probably turkey. That's what the claw marks are telling me.
There could easily be something up above us watching us, stalking us, you know. Something could easily have its eye on us. We could be its next meal.
No, guys, that's just me. I'm sorry. I was up here just hanging out. You told me to stay as far away from the action as possible so as not to catch anything on camera. Remember when you said, oh, we're rolling? I'm sorry. It's my second day.
Coyote went up, I can tell you that. That's a spooky situation.
I sense some action is coming.
Alert. Yeah, there's water running, yeah. Too.
Thing could be right above us.
What's that up there?
What's that up there?
Y'all see this?
Oh.
I can't see
it. I can't
see anything.
Check it out. We're going to ride around a rock right over here. My years of experience tells
me. Wait, is that a flashlight, guys? So what you see on the screen now is literally a fuzzy flashlight.
It's But like they're a dandelion. Like,
yeah, you see that over there? What, guys? I see someone's cell phone light. It's very pretty. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Hey, this is a place where he could den up.
I'm going to have to go up in there and check that out. Move slow.
Duty compels me to get closer to the danger. I think I smell him. These guys. If you saw a 7-foot wolf man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would
be doing this during the day.
You,
I mean, I'm not telling these guys how to do their job. They're obviously the professionals here, but mm-hmm. I might do this during the day. Just saying.
Yes.
Watch around that corner, Trapper. If he's right there, he gets
watch
it.
Around that corner, because that's super easy to do. Watch around that corner.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Watch around that corner.
Be careful of that corner.
Watch through that cement brick.
Watch around that corner.
Be careful. You're looking over in India. See what they're doing over there.
Crab moss is knocked off right there.
Uh-oh, moss has been knocked off.
Oh, look in here. Look at this.
We're getting dangerous.
Easy, easy. Look here. Look here.
Whoa. Easy, easy, easy. Easy. There's an inch of water. Easy. It could come splashing out of the inch of water. Pull us down to certain doom.
What the heck is this?
This is unreal.
What is that?
It's a skeleton.
We're in a really rough part of Kentucky. We've been getting massive.
Rough part of Kentucky. Oh my god.
It's known for its car break-ins.
And wolfmen.
And wolfmen. Mm-hmm. It's known for its drug dealing rough, and wolfmen.
We're in the rough part.
We're in the rough part. You know, the kind you don't go outside at night by yourself. But we're outside at night by ourselves. That's the best way to catch a wolf, man.
Out of reports of wolf man sightings, and that's what's brought us here tonight. I think we're going to get some really good results.
Watch around that corner.
What results? What results? Are you giving him a pee test? Are you doing a COVID test on the thing? What good results? You know what a good result was? Get a fucking picture of them after 27,000 episodes.
Yes, I want to see a picture. Yeah,
but you're not going to because okay. The cameraman, Billy, cannot keep up ever.
Trapper, if he's right there, he can get you.
Look where that moss is knocked off right there.
You can barely see what's going on.
No, you can't see anything.
Yeah. Easy. Look here, look here. Boom!
What the heck is this?
Whoa.
Bones.
As a bone.
Oh, my God. That's a kill site.
It's a holy kill site.
It's a kill site.
A kill site.
It killed any libido my wife has for me. Killed our ratings. Killed my paycheck.
It's a kill site.
It's a kill site. It looks like a human. Does it? As a researcher, I'm pretty sure these are human bones here with its elongated nose and its four paws.
Oh, my God.
A cow?
That's a cow. Oh. Everything, Buck.
I led the team right up into this little crevasse right over here. We circled around this rock. Right straight in to his damn feeding area. This is the biggest bone yard I've ever found.
Bone yard.
It's one cow. It's a bone yard. Not a yard. It's a skeleton. By the way, that's completely clean of any dirt, mud, blood.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, no sinew or tissue or anything. It's been picked clean in a creek, perfectly preserved, as if they bought it off of eBay or made it out of plaster molding.
There's a deer carcass, another cow, ribs. Look here at the femur bone. That son of a...
Those are chicken wings from Wendy's. Oh, that's me, guys. I'm sorry. I thought that was the bone plate.
Bitch is big enough. He had to drug an 800-pound steer in here. Let me tell you what I know. That son of a bitch can pull down a 1,000-pound steer and run down a 40-mile-an-hour coyote. Whatever he did this, I've never encountered a creature like that.
I can't believe it's big enough to drag back a bull.
The wolf man's a lot bigger,
a bull.
Stronger, faster.
Someone say Red Bull. A bull. Let me tell you some facts that I've understood as I understand them as a researcher. We came in here in the middle of the day to find something that looked like a clearing in the woods. Someone saw something torso up 7 years ago. We came back at night because that's certainly the better time for the cameras.
To look for hair.
That's right. These bones would not look as good with actual light on them. So now we've been searching in the dark, and what I found...
Boneyard kill site.
That is a boneyard kill site.
Facts.
That is a 6 million pound bull.
Facts.
He can outrun a coyote at 75 miles per hour. He can pull a 3,000 pound bull by his tail, swing him around, and throw him up against the wall. And his bones just come flying out of his mouth here in the boneyard. He then takes him back, cooks him up medium rare. Doesn't like ketchup. He's like Chrissy Hoadley.
Oh, my God.
He has dinner. Maybe he watches Dancing with the Stars.
Bachelor.
And then, the Bachelor. And then he goes back out for more killing.
Yeah, he's a killing machine.
This time he kills a bird. Looks like a chicken. Oh, that's a chicken wing. I'm sorry.
Than I ever can see. This is going to be dangerous. We're up against a predator that no human being should be up against. These bones are bleached out. And he just hadn't been here for a while. There's none of this side I'm reading that's fresh song. The son of a bitch is a mountain monster.
And, and that, folks, is our catchphrase. Just like best to you, that son of a bitch is a mountain monster. He's a biggin. All right, we'll get back to part number two. I promise. Settle down, everybody.
Did we just
settle
get
down.
Through 10 minutes?
Oh, we didn't even get through 10 minutes. I mean, I don't even think we're at the first commercial break on this show. But that's because we can't shut up. But I mean,
funny.
That's the whole point of the show.
It's
yeah, it's funny. It's fun. It's funny. Fun to do this. I love these mountain monsters. Okay, we'll get back to this. I actually we'll have to make sure I figure out what time this is so I can actually start it again. But I just love this show.
Oh my God!
I just love this show.
Amazing.
The first time I saw it, I knew that it's comedy gold.
It is comedy
gold. You cannot make this shit up. I mean, they do make this shit up.
Yes,
You know, you can't make this shit up. It's just one of those things. So here is how we do it. We'd like you to go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. Or you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you go there, and if you're so inclined, please subscribe to the channel. It helps us out more than you know. Like and comment on any of the videos you may be interested in. We do clips of the shows every day of the week. We do In the Studio, which is YouTube exclusive. You can only find it on YouTube at least once a week. So go there and check it out if you would.
Yeah.
We'd really like it. Go to @TCBChrissy or @TheCommercialBreak. Follow us on Instagram. I have an Instagram too, but I don't do much with it. I'm too famous.
I'm tagging you.
Too famous. Yeah, she's tagging me. Mm-hmm. That's my content is being tagged in other people's photographs. I'm too good for Instagram. I got other shit I'm worrying about. I got to edit the show and all that stuff. You know, I got all my time wasted in this studio. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're very helpful. Still don't trust you. You don't like ketchup. At the commercial break on Instagram @TCBChrissy 661 best to yo 661-237-8296. Send us a text message about what you'd like to see us talk about. And if you're lucky, you're going to get a Wild Card Wednesday episode, and all of that content is going to be driven by decisions made here in this studio or by you, the listener.
Or by Huckleberry.
Oh, by Huckleberry. Or R. R. This episode brought to you by the little R. So if you have a content idea, make sure you text it to us and we will get on it. And we appreciate it. Some people do text us. And they let us know what they'd like to hear on the show. And
nice.
You know,
Thank
I'd
you.
Say 7 out of 10 times I use it.
Yeah.
And maybe the other 2 or 3%, I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah.
So, okay. How much more can we do today?
I think that's it.
How much more can I love you?
I love you.
Okay. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say, we always say, we do say.
Bye.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connolly.